Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Hallelujah. On this Do Not Be Afraid Tuesday.
Amen.
A tremendous Tuesday.
That's it.
This is a day the Lord's made. We're going to be glad and rejoice and be glad in it. And we are going to pray and know that our prayers are being answered and that Amen. We don't have to be afraid. Overhearing what they said, this is, Mark 5:36, I believe. Mark 5:36, I'm believing. It said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. But there's a lot of stuff going on out in the world right now with Israel and other. But you know what? Overhearing these things, we need to remember Jesus says to us, don't be afraid, only believe.
That's it.
Believe in the word because he will bring it to pass.
The teaching today is entitled Seven Questions That Settle the Issue. You know, we're continually amazed at how people teach against biblical prosperity and success. And they hang their logic on three or four scriptures, which are totally taken out of context. We're not just talking about preachers either. There are what I call religious folks who take certain scriptures and basically assume that anyone who is or desires to be rich, wealthy, or successful is greedy and unconcerned about the well-being of others, less fortunate believers and non-believers.
And we could really throw in right here, honey, the fact that the funds and the people's generosity toward helping people in the United States and outside of the United States, if you don't have anything to give to people to be able to help them, then we are sad indeed. Prayer is perfect. Pray. But you also, there's times you just have to be able to help people.
You know, there's a group of people who assume that money changes people. Let's get this misunderstood fact straightened immediately.
Amen.
Money does not change people. It only allows what lives in a person to be revealed.
That's right.
Money reflects the character of a person once they have money. Our purpose in this teaching is not to refute the naysayers, but to pose seven questions which establish the scriptural validity of biblical prosperity.
Amen.
Number one, if God didn't want you to be prosperous, why would he give you the power to get wealth in the first place? Deuteronomy 8:18, Classic Amplified. But you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Ecclesiastes 5:19, Classic Amplified. Also, every man to whom God has given riches and possessions, and the power to enjoy them, and to accept his appointed lot, and to rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God to him. Now, how about 2 Chronicles 26:5, which says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
That's it. Number two, if God didn't want us to have money, wealth, riches, then why does he take pleasure in the prosperity of his servants? That's what the word says. Psalm 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Favor God's righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So, what does Job 36:11 say? Does it say, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in poverty and their years in living in lack? No, that's not at all what it says. Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Point, if we obey and serve, then we shall spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. We are blessed. Why? To be a blessing.
Number three, if God didn't want you, one of his children, to be rich, why would he say that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous? Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Ecclesiastes 2:26, New Living Translation. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. Hallelujah. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and give it to those who please him. This, too, is meaningless, like chasing the wind.
Number four, if God didn't want you to be prosperous, why would he say that if you let him, he'll make you rich? 2 Corinthians 8:9 in the New Living Translation says, you know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. And that has a lot of ramifications. Then Isaiah 1:19, Living Bible says, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich.
Hallelujah. Number five, if God didn't want you to be wealthy, why would he promise you success and prosperity? Three scriptures you need to personalize and confess till they're as familiar to you as the air you breathe. Deuteronomy 30:9. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, of your cattle, of your land, for the good. For the Lord will again delight in prospering you as he took delight in your fathers. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Psalm 112:3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever.
Wow. Number six, if God did not want you to be rich, why would he tell you exactly how to become prosperous and successful? We used to quote this a lot. We need to go back to it. Joshua 1:8, Classic Amplified Bible. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Great reason to read and meditate on the Bible. 1 Kings 2:3, Classic Amplified. Keep the charge of the Lord your God. Walk in his ways. Keep his statutes, his commandments, his precepts, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may do wisely and prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. We're going to quote 2 Chronicles 26:5 one more time. We quoted it earlier. It says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And understand this principle that we read a lot, Galatians 6:7. This also in the Classic Amplified says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap.
And number seven, if God didn't want you to be wealthy, why would he increase your resources so you can give to others that he may be glorified? 2 Chronicles 9:10-11. 2 Chronicles 9:10-11, New Living Translation. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And we take your gifts when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Proverbs 19:4, New Living Translation. Wealth makes many friends. Poverty drives them away. Proverbs 28:27, New Living Translation. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. We could have added many more scriptures to reinforce the seven questions that we ask. But know this, The Bible has an abundance of scriptures to prove the point that God does not, well, that God wants you well and financially blessed. We would, however, like to share one last scripture with you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10, Classic Amplified. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Meditate on these scriptures today. Go over them again. You may want to listen to this playback several times. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.